Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at how we can step into a new season. And that's a good thing, because a season can produce something so much better the next season. And so we've got to get the right mindset, we've got to get the right attitude, we've got to do it, and we've got to trust God. And we looked at how Elisha followed Elijah, never gave up. Even when Elijah told Elisha, "Leave me, don't go with me," three times, Elisha answered and said, "As long as you live and as long as the Lord lives, I will not leave your side." He was on an assignment. He wanted the anointing. He knew God wanted him to be faithful, and it was tested. He was tested to the limit to see if he would stay faithful. He remained faithful all the way to completion. And then he became the anointed one, and he got the garment, the mantle from Elijah, landed upon him when Elijah was taken up in the chariot. And he had double the amount of miracle signs and wonders that the great prophet Elijah had. I mean, just think on that. But you too can step into a season that is full of miracle signs and wonders, and you can fulfill your God-given call, your God-given destiny in Jesus Christ's mighty name. So let's continue and see what God's got for you.
We have things going on, family. We definitely have things going on. And it's time to get into a new season. Those days have to stop. How long has it been that those same voices saying the same things have kept you in bondage for the same year after year after year after year? It's time for a new season. It's a new season. There's a new season coming right now. And just watch Ephesians 4:22, the New King James. Ephesians 4:22. Look what Paul the Apostle writes through the Holy Spirit. He says that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, the lusts of the world. How many of you notice what's going on in the world? Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed. You want to get rid of the old man? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. He says in Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world and its way of thinking, but be transformed now by the renewing of your mind. You see, your body is not the problem. In your soulish realm, your mind is the problem. Your body is not sick. Your soul told it to get sick. We're going to teach you this. Stick around. Some people have had sickness on and off all their lives. It's time to put a stop to it. I'm telling you right now. Woo. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man. See, Elijah took the old man off and he put on the new man, and he walked in the fullness of what God called him to do. And he did incredible things. In fact, Elisha, when they were burying a man, no, they were going to bury him when he died, and they saw the enemy coming, and they saw there was a place where they had all these dead bones, where people had died and they'd been burying them, just dead, dry bones. And they saw the enemy coming. They threw his body into there. And when his body touched them, they all came alive. Yeah, read about it. Oh, that's fiction. Yeah, I suppose Noah's Ark is also fiction. You see, people will go there. Don't go there with me. Because I believe him rather than you. Because it's fiction that a man hung on a cross and blood saves my life. No, no, no. The preaching of the cross to them that are perishing is foolishness. But to us that are being saved, it is the power of God. That's what the Word of God says, correct? So Paul said to us, listen, by the way, when you get born again, you get introduced into a whole new, brand new life, a brand new world. You get involved, you get introduced into the kingdom of God world. I was never in the kingdom of God. Now I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm an ambassador for God, according to 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am now a representative of the Most High God. I represent the kingdom of God. And I'll do what the kingdom of God said, not what the kingdoms of the world say. But one day all the kingdoms of the world will belong to the Lord our God again. It's coming. It's all there in black and white. Some of you got red in yours as well. Amen. And so Paul said to put off the former lifestyle, your old conversation, and your old way of living, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Evidently, this change doesn't happen instantly when you are saved. Christians in Ephesus, when he told them, you've got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. They were spirit-filled, tongue-talking, demon-stomping children of God. Christians. Because we were first called Christians there. And they were on fire for God. And he said, you've now got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In your mind, in your mind, in your mind, in your mind, in your mind. Yes. Yes. We're going to be teaching this out from next week. So this is a precursor, but we're going to pray. I'm going to pray for anyone who wants to step into a new season. After the service, we're going to pray for these prayers. And then I'm going to pray with the leadership. We're going to pray for anyone who wants to step into their new season. And you come up here without faith, you're just wasting my time and yours. You come up here and say, I'm going to get this, like Elisha. I'm not leaving. I am not leaving. I'm not leaving you. As long as I can see you, I'm sticking around. You got to get that kind of belief, that kind of tenacity. Now, it's not Elijah or Elijah that did the power. It's the Holy Spirit working in them. It's not me or anyone here that's got the power. It's the Holy Spirit in us that does. It wasn't Jesus that had the power. It was the Holy Ghost in him. Yeah. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Putting bondage on people. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. Well, God is with you. Elijah didn't have what we have. Elisha didn't have what we have. We've got the Holy Spirit. The day of Pentecost, the church era began. He came and he filled us up. He shouted out, God of Elijah, where are you, God of Elijah? We don't have to say that. We say, hey, Lord, you're right, yeah. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. So how are you going to win this war? Just very quickly, the one that rages in your mind. You're going to have to use some weapons. And I'm going to tell you just what the weapons are. What are your weapons? They are the blood of Jesus. Say the blood of Jesus. The word of God. And the power of the Holy Spirit. With that mix, you're a winner and you'll never be lost. You'll never lose. If you go with the blood of the Lamb, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, you might be thinking that all you need is a vacation. I know that's what some people, I just need to go away for a little while. All you need is a new house, or a new car, or all I need is a better job, or more money. All I need to do is start a business, and things will change, things will be better. All I need is more travel, more exercise, better behaved children. All I need. We think that more people, places, and things. That's all we want. More people, places, and things. What you really need is the blood of the Lamb, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need to break that yoke off of your soul and your mind. There's a yoke, but the anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing destroys the yoke. Say it. The anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing is burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. And that's what it's going to take to stop the raging craziness in my head that's been rocking me back and forth, getting me sick all the time. Thank God I haven't been sick because I've taken the Word of God. I've taken the blood of the Lamb and I work with the Holy Ghost. That's it. Hello. Wow. Put your hand on your heart. We're closing. Say this: I put off my former lifestyle and renew my mind to the Word of God by the blood of the Lamb and the power of the Holy Spirit. I am stepping into a brand new, victorious, godly season. Hallelujah. So now that's what we're going to do right now. Amen. We're going to start the process now, and we're going to carry it on next month. So this is like just a taster, a teaser. Amen. We're going to continue it next month. But I want to pray for anyone who wants to come and say, I want that initial start of my new season to kick in today. I'll pray for whoever wants to be prayed for. We're going to have the leadership to come up and pray for these prayer requests. And I just want to make an altar call right now. So let's stand to our feet. So the Bible says in John 3:3, you're watching by way of the television or internet or wherever you're watching, or if you're listening on radio, wherever or however you're hearing this message, the Bible said in John 3:3, if a man or woman is not born again, they cannot see the kingdom of heaven. And then in verse 5, he said, if you're not born of water and of the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And then it tells you, yes, how it happens. It's not you have to study, you have to work, you have to cut yourself, you have to do good, you have to read this and that. Yes, he said how it works. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, he said, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Ephesians 2:8, for you are saved by grace, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and get out of the crazy cycle of being in the world, and you want to get on board with God and have the Holy Ghost come upon your life, then you need to give your life to Jesus. You might say, well, I'm not sure if I'm saved. We'll make certain today. You might say, I'm backslid. We'll recommit. That's it. God's waiting. So I want to lead you in a prayer. If you believe God is the Son of God, that qualifies you. If you speak it out of your mouth with the belief, that gets you entrance. So say this with me. All of you that want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, say this. Say, Father God, I come to you today and I give you my life, my spirit, soul, and body. I ask you to forgive me of every sin I ever committed. And create in me a brand new spirit. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my sickness, my shame, my judgment, and my punishment so I don't have to. I believe it today. I speak it today. And therefore, I boldly declare, heaven is now my home. God is now my Father. My name is in the book of life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to Enjoying Every Day.